So this passage will be very familiar to everybody. I'm sure you've heard many sermons on it. I'm sure you've read it yourselves. Some of you maybe even preached on it. So let's just come to God in prayer to help us have a fresh perspective. So let's pray. Lord, as we come to this very familiar passage, help us to focus on what you will speak to us today and apply to our lives. Amen. So I was thinking of tall people. So I asked Elijah, who's the tallest Ipswich player? It's the keeper.
Urich.
Who's Donny Rovers' tallest player? Well, I've got Tom Anderson. He doesn't play anymore. I got these off from ESPN. What about Liverpool? No, it's Marmad Sheville. He's one of their reserve keepers. For City, it's James Trafford, who's one of our keepers. And Haaland is only 6'4". All these people actually have a presence. They worry people just by their size. And in fact, the tallest professional footballer is British, grew up in the Midlands, but now plays in Vietnam, called Kyle Hudlin, and he's 6'9". But obviously, Goliath is of a different order. So as we look at the passage and we start at the beginning of the chapter, everything seems to be sort of well set up. Got the Israelites on one hill, got the Philistines on the other. And then the Philistine champion steps forward, and the Israelites' view of this now changes. Now, it was a common way of sorting out battles at that time. Each would have a champion. They would fight each other. Whoever won would then have the spoils. They would be the victors. Goliath stepped forward. Goliath is 9'9" tall. So if you look at the height of the posts and you add on about that much, that's how tall it is. I was showing some of the kids, if you go out the front door, there's a light on the wall above the title of the hub. That's how tall he was. He was huge. And if you look at his armor weighs so much. And what did he do? If you look at verse 8, he defied not only the army of Israel, but their God. And in verse 11, you see Saul and the Israelites were dismayed and terrified. They were scared, really scared of Goliath. But there's a greater depth to that fear, because that fear also shows a loss of faith. A loss of faith in the covenant promises that God had given them. So if you look in Deuteronomy to Joshua in chapter 3, verse 22, he said, "Do not be afraid of them. The Lord your God himself will fight for you." And in chapter 20, "When you go to war against your enemies and see horses and chariots and an army greater than yours, do not be afraid of them, because the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, will be with you." So clearly the Israelites and Saul had lost faith in God, had lost faith in the promises that they